Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Wadina, and today we're going to be talking about a community I want to join, which is Pinky Promise. Have you ever felt like you were the only one out of your friends that is living for Jesus? Have you ever just wanted a solid group of Christian friends that were on the same page as you? Have you ever wanted to get active in your local community but didn't know where to start? I think we've all been there. Well, welcome to Pinky Promise. Pinky Promise is an organization that encourages women to honor God with their life and their body. Whether single or married, young or old, they have women of all ages and ethnicities with one common goal: to live wholeheartedly for Jesus in every single way. They believe that we are committed to Jesus Christ and believe that he died for our sins, rose again, and reconciled us back to God. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit that is given to us when we gave our life to Christ. We refuse to give our bodies to anyone who hasn't paid the price for us, which is marriage. We set the standard to keep our hearts pure before God and not test the sexual boundaries in our relationships. We guard our heart by monitoring what we see and hear. We believe in the covenant of marriage with only one man and one woman. We seek godly friendships and surround ourselves with believers and women after God's own heart. We believe in building our community and by doing community service and praying for our city. I first grew drawn to Pinky Promise when a dear friend of mine from back home, Ms. Wadleen Lewis, who happens to be the vice president, would tell me about her experiences. Getting to see like all that they have done like through social media, what they talk about. You know, they do things like feed the homeless, you know, clean parks, mentor little girls. Like, these things just really inspired me. So hearing about it and knowing that I could join, I just definitely wanted to do that. So the thing that caught my attention is their GroupMe. For other clubs, you know, GroupMe is very accessible. If I want to get into a club's GroupMe, all I have to do is just ask. Not with Pinky Promise. Since they are so intentional in their purpose and, you know, they have a goal in mind, they are very selective with who is in the GroupMe. So basically what Wadleen explained to me, you have to attend at least 3 meetings before joining the GroupMe. I find that that's a good and a bad thing. A good thing because, you know, whoever's in the GroupMe genuinely wants to be there and is willing to work. It's a bad thing because if I just want to see how, like, get a gist of the club, I have to commit 3 meetings, and some people just don't have that time. Another thing that really caught my attention, there are no dues. Let me repeat that. There are no dues. That means that you can save your little coins to do something else. Like, these other clubs all have a purpose of, like, you know, gaining more money so they can do more things. You know, they have a monetary motive, not Pinky Promise. They honestly just want the best for their members, which is spiritual growth. And this is why I truly wanted to join. Coming to college and being so far away from home, I just didn't want to lose the faith that I have been growing up in. Like, you know, I'm so strongly rooted in my Christianity. I just didn't want to lose that. So knowing that there's a place just for me is very reassuring. So that's a little gist of Pinky Promise. So thank you for listening.